AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. U.S. troops are heading to Afghanistan to provide additional security at the airport in Kabul. State Department spokesman Ned Price says the embassy is also pairing its Afghan civilian workforce as the Taliban continues to make gains against the Afghan military, taking two more key cities today. Price says the troops are on hand to help with the evacuation of civilians who have worked for the U.S. and NATO over the years.
Additional flights will begin landing daily, and you're going to see the total number grow very quickly in the coming days.
In about a week's time, the Taliban has captured 11 provincial capitals. Thousands of people have fled their homes amid fears the Taliban will again impose a brutal, repressive government, all but eliminating women's rights and conducting public amputations, stonings, and executions. The Census Bureau releases data from the 2020 census, which shows the nation's slowest growth rate since the 1930s, as the country becomes more urban and diverse. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
The figures show continued migration to the south and west and population losses in the Mississippi Delta and Appalachia. The numbers also indicate that the white population is aging and has fallen to its smallest share of the total population on record, while the U.S. population under 18 is increasingly diverse.
The information released today will also be used by the states to redraw both congressional and state legislative districts. Number of coronavirus cases continues to grow across the country as more people, especially those in the hardest hit areas, are finally getting vaccinated. Coronavirus coordinator Jeff Zients.
For the first time since mid-June, we're averaging about 500,000 people getting newly vaccinated each and every day. And overall, in the last week, 3.3 million Americans rolled up their sleeve to get their first shot.
This is AP News. A group of activists blocked the entrance to a Raytheon plant in Rhode Island this morning to protest what they allege is the company's role in the killing of civilians and other human rights abuses. Some members of the group, called the FANG Collective, chained themselves to a car next to the guard shack at the entrance to the plant. The group says two protesters were later arrested. Heat warnings across the country and a chance for severe weather in the east ahead of the weekend.
The National Weather Service warns that temperatures will feel as high as 115 degrees in some places as a miserable heat wave continues baking much of the nation. It says daily record highs will likely be smashed in the northeast and the Pacific Northwest. And that's not all. Those in the northeast all the way to the Mississippi Valley may see strong to severe storms, and Tropical Depression Fred is expected to reach the Florida Straits by the weekend. I'm Rita Foley.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.